old established record label here in Vancouver, and they're moving offices, and they had this big clearing out the other day, and I went along and bought a lot of records and CDs and stuff, and was digging around, and I found a few Australian related bits and pieces which I grabbed for the show, of course, and this one, Kiwi related, Neil Finn, legendary singer-songwriter and part of Crowded House, and before that, Split Enz, New Zealand's greatest musical export, I'd say. Anyway, I found not only a Neil Finn album, but this really interesting tidbit of musical archival history, I suppose. It's a little CD with some interviews. I guess this is a promo CD. So it's got a few tracks from the album One All, which came out in 2002. And it's got little interview bits with, let's see, Neil was chatting with somebody from KCRW in Los Angeles. So I'm going to play for you a little bit of this EP, the tracks from the album, including this interview with someone in Los Angeles, and also live, so actual live acoustic versions of some of the tracks that were on the album One All. So I'm going to play that for you right now. And coming up in the show, later on towards the end, is another interesting interview with a gentleman named Notion. Now, Notion is a hip-hop artist, Aussie hip-hop artist, based in Toronto, Ontario. This may ring some bells because only a couple of weeks back, we interviewed his brother, Craig, who goes by the name of C-E-E. Really interesting story. These guys are blood brothers and both deeply involved in the world of hip-hop, and have worked extremely hard to not only build a life in a foreign country, which I can tell you is not easy, they've done it through artistic means too. Do some great, real high quality hip hop music, a lot of touring, and a lot of support for people, and spreading a lot of good vibes. Notion's music is very soulful, good quality hip hop. So stay tuned for that. That is coming up in the second part of the show. And let's get into it now. So this is Neil Finn. Let's play the track Driving Me Mad from the album One All, and then we'll play for you a little bit of the interview that is on this EP, this promo EP that I found at the Network Records closing sale, or moving sale, just the other day. So here we go. This is Neil Finn from New Zealand, the legendary singer-songwriter himself.
Always come, fail to restless in my head. Say what lies between us. A host of everyday distractions. Most of all, it's music taking me. It's driving me mad. But still, I can't refuse. Even when it's driving me mad, I guess I'll be alright. When tomorrow brings some relief, this dream can fill you up. So pull it out and find a sun.
Hanging in the light above the bed. Leave me now, 'cause tonight it's driving me mad. I guess I'll be alright. But tonight it's driving me mad. Year after year, always come, fail to materialize, way beyond my understanding, find my only comfort in your hands.
So that's just a second version of that song there. You're hearing Neil Finn in the background. It's a live version of Driving Me Mad. So the reason I'm playing that, first up I played the single version, and now this one. It's off this little EP, the Neil Finn, the One All interview. So way back in 2002, Neil Finn was in the studios of KCRW in Los Angeles, and they recorded these live songs and an interview. So I'm going to play for you this interview track now. This will be interesting. I actually haven't had a chance to listen to this yet, so it's a surprise to me. And the reason I'm playing this is because I found this little EP tucked away in a bin at the Network Records moving sale in Vancouver just last weekend. So it's interesting to see that Neil Finn was put out on Network here in Canada. Neil Finn, of course, a legendary New Zealand artist. So let's play for you this interview. This will be interesting. I wonder what this is all about. This is Los Angeles Radio, KCRW, talking to Neil Finn in 2002 about his album One All.
Some people have seen it as being quite dark, but I don't really see that as being dark at all, particularly because what it is that, to me, that if you remember your mortality as much as you can, if you're conscious of it almost all day, then it ceases to become a scary concept. It actually starts to become a good motivation for treating the people around you with respect and kindness, and making good decisions with what you do with your time, and balancing out the joy of living. You know, like if you remember that it could be all gone to tomorrow or now or whatever, then you don't screw around with stupid concerns and anxieties that, you know, lose time.
I could go anytime.
There is, to me, a kind of cohesive atmosphere in the lyrics of One All, but no one central theme. I was going through a pretty difficult period in many ways when I was writing and recording this album, because my mother was becoming very ill and ended up dying about a year and a half ago. So that was the kind of emotional subtext, I suppose, of the whole experience. There's not a lot of songs which deal directly with that, but there's certainly a lot of contemplation of life and death and where you belong and what's important, and I think a more of a sense of resolve about the relationships I have in my life, and less angst about, well, less confusion and angst present in the lyrics. I think I'll always choose an ambiguous line for my lyrics to some degree, because I think the open-endedness allows people in, and in fact people say that a lot, that they like the fact that on any given day a song can resonate in a different way. It's just the way that it works for me. But I think there's more clarity in some ways on this record.
Wherever you are, it's 3 a.m. and I'm awake. Imagine
wherever you are, right in a hotel room in Dublin with my wife in the room, actually, which is ironic because it sort of sounds like I'm singing to her on the other side of the world. She was singing the harmonies, in fact, and she does on the record. And the night I wrote it, she was harmonising along with me. And it's definitely a song that's about projecting thoughts across the globe to important people, trying to bridge the gap of, you know, physical distance. And that's one that Mitchell Froom championed off a demo tape I had, and we worked up with him in the room, really, along with some kind of crazy loops that Chad Blake came out with. I've no idea what's on that track. It's one of those really heavily textured tracks that I can't remember what the process was at all. I listen to it now and I'm actually quite baffled by some of the sounds on there, except that I do remember near the end of the fade on that song, there's the sound of Lisa Germano on the phone calling up to organise the session, and I was doing a guitar track and we held the phone up to the pickups on my guitar at the end, and you can hear her going wah, wah, wah. Can't pick any words up, but you can tell it's Lisa. Human Kindness was one of the last songs that has made it onto the record, and as peculiar only to the American release. When given that my record took a long time to actually emerge in America, for one reason or another, I thought it would be good to have a couple of more concurrent songs, and to do some recording with the band that I've been touring with all last year, who really got really pretty damn good on the course of some touring. So Sebastian Steinberg, Lisa Germano, Scott McPherson and Sean Sullivan and I did some recording about last August. Recorded about 6 songs, and there's 2 on this record, Human Kindness and Lullaby Requiem. And Human Kindness was written just before that session. And if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, and you know, lessons come slowly, I think, in life, except for some people who are truly enlightened souls. But the one thing I've learned is that kindness goes a long way as a human virtue. It's creates more opportunities and more positivity than any other thing I can think of, really. So it was kind of an ode to the concept of kindness and getting in touch with people, and not just living in that slight illusory world that I've spent many days and weeks on end, and surrounded by your comfortable possessions and your daily distractions. And I think, as it says in the song, kind of floating on the surface of life. Turn and Run, I actually wrote in the first instance for a movie. It didn't end up getting used for one reason or another. And I became aware that that song was really needed a good woman's voice on it. It seemed to have, it was a declaration of love and in the face of adversity, I suppose. It seems to have particular resonance to me now, and it seems to have really risen, grown as a song on stage. On the record, Sheryl Crow sings it with me, but on the original record in America now, I've changed that, and Lisa Germano is singing the song with me, because she toured with me all last year and I got absolutely entranced by the way she sang it. So I have changed that. No reflection on Sheryl, obviously she sang a brilliant version of that song too. It was just Lisa kind of, she got her hooks into it, and it sounded damn fine to me. So yeah.
So who was that voice? If you just tuned in, that is Neil Finn, the legendary singer-songwriter from New Zealand. And I'm playing this because it's actually off an EP, like a promo EP that I discovered at the Network Records moving sale, tucked in way down the bottom of a bin, and thought it'd be just an interesting historical curiosity to play for you. That was recorded at a Los Angeles radio station in 2002 as a promo for the album One All. So I'll be right back with a little bit more of that interview CD and another live track from that session.
CITR is proud to support the 36th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival on July 19th, 20th, and 21st at Jericho Beach.
This year's festival features over 60 artists, including Steve Earle and the Dukes, Aidan Knight, Kathleen Edwards, The Cat Empire, and many more.
Be sure to get your tickets today for the best weekend of your summer.
For more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. My name's Matt. You can catch us online at ausstrandedradio.com. Please send me an email if you'd like to say hi or request a song, or maybe have some stories about your own travels in Australia or New Zealand, of course, because we're playing some Neil Finn today. And specifically the album One All. And like, this confused the hell out of me, because I remember the album was called One Nil in Australia. It was, for whatever reason, in the United States and Canada, they decided to call it One All. So I was like, something was jarring in my head. So I went straight to Wikipedia and that's it. So the album is called One All as far as American and Canadian listeners are concerned. And it did come out of Network Records. So let's get into another... Let's play. We've played for you that interview track from Los Angeles. Let's play for you one last live track, Seven Worlds Collide. I guess that was a Crowded House track, right? Let's play that. So this was recorded live in Los Angeles at a radio station called KCRW on March 18th, 2002. Here we go. This is Neil Finn live. We'll be back on Stranded. Really great show today with a really fascinating interview too coming up. So here we go. This is Neil Finn doing a Crowded House classic live in a Los Angeles radio station a number of years ago.
Doesn't know everything is in the balance. this life. I could go at any time. I could go at
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, and some Kiwi music there. I was actually wrong. I was reading that was actually... I'm not sure if that was a Crowded House track. Probably not. It just said here, Seven Worlds Collide is the album. So a live song from that album, Seven Worlds Collide. I'm not sure, actually. Maybe that's a compilation album. Not quite the song I expected. But anyway, that was the voice of Neil Finn from New Zealand. And I played that because, I found this interesting promo EP at the Network Records Moving Sale. This was from 2002. And I was just thinking, actually, this is probably a good segue into talking about the interview coming up, because I was just thinking about collaborations between brothers, and of course Neil Finn, very well known for collaborating with his brother in the Split Enz, Tim Finn, here on the internet's talking about how as a child Neil Finn would perform at family gatherings with his older brother Tim, and it says here, Finn record, we'd sing all night. It was very much part of her upbringing. That was the first inkling of the seductiveness of live performance. He idolized his brother and wished to imitate his actions, learning to play guitar and piano at the same time Tim did. Well, very reminiscent of what you're going to hear a bit later on the show with my interview with Notion. He is a Aussie hip-hop artist who is living in Toronto right now. And he has a very similar story to growing up around his brother Craig, who mentored him in hip-hop. Very, very similar to what Neil Finn is saying there. That Notion was just exposed full force to the talent of C and his passion, and followed him directly in his footsteps. And now they are a very powerful musical duo, and they work well together out in the eastern part of Canada. They've relocated from Australia to Canada, and they've been playing there together, collaborating and doing solo work, of course, lots of solo work. And you're going to hear that interview I recorded with Notion very soon, actually. It's going to be coming up in the next roughly 15 minutes. So that's something very exciting to stay tuned in for. So I'm going to play for you a local band very soon called Mienz, featuring Kim from Reverta. They're playing tonight at the Cosmic Zoo. You're going to hear a track from them very soon. But I thought actually I'd play right now, just think of the Finns. Well, Liam Finn, of course, is... the son of Neil Finn, and he's a very established artist in his own right. So let's play for you one of his singles. This is Liam Finn from New Zealand. The track is called Second Chance, and we'll be right back on Stranded with a local band called Mienz, and what you could hear if you popped out to Cosmic Zoo tonight in Vancouver if you're here. But anyway, here we go. Here is Liam Finn. Remember me,
ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Okay, here we are on CITR Radio. This is Strand of the Australian-Canadian Music Show. First up there was Liam Finn from New Zealand, the son of Neil Finn, who we played up first in the show. An older track of his called Second Chance. And after that was a band called Miens, M-I-apostrophe-E-N-S, and a track called Smitten, a wonderful instrumental track. Miens is Kim from local band Reverta. They're on the very intricate guitar work there, and you can catch her playing tonight at the Cosmic Zoo in Vancouver if you're around. That's Miens, M-I-apostrophe-E-N-S. And you can find Miens on Bandcamp. That's where I found that track. And yeah, Kim's a very talented guitarist. And Reverta, I definitely recommend you check out Reverta too. We'll feature some of that music in the coming weeks. And one band I'm always excited to go see is Shed. They're from Gabriola Island, which is in one of the Gulf Islands off Vancouver, off the mainland here. And they have a brand new album out called Screen Life. And I'm going to play for you my favorite track from this album called Tiki Gods, which is great to see live. And they're actually playing their CD release tomorrow at the golf club Gabriola Island. Anyone's welcome, and there's free camping for out-of-towners too. Seriously, if you're looking, if you want a trip out of town, spontaneous trip out of town, Gabriola Island is a really great place to be. It's not that touristy. And Low Key and Shed are a really awesome garagey kind of band featuring Jack on guitar and vocals and his wife Lisa on drums. And myself, I blush as I say this, I'm going to be playing some songs there. I write some songs at home, and I'm going to be playing a few songs to open up the night to play before Shed for their release. So let's play for you Tiki Gods from this album. And up next, then we'll have Notion. The interview with Notion. He is an Aussie hip-hop artist living in Toronto. He is Shed with Tiki Gods.
Thank you. tiki, home of the tiki, home of the tiki gods. When the meal is done, you can retire poolside, also line with the tiki torches.
Tiki,
the home of the tiki, home of the tiki gods. When the evening is complete, Mr. and Mrs. Tiki God will escort you back to your car.
Tiki,
the home of the tiki, home of the tiki gods. It's not hard to get to the home of the tiki gods. All you need is faith and a reservation. 3 days' notice, please. Inform us of any allergies.
.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is fuck off and go.
Alright, there. That's Shed from Gabriola Island, one of the Gulf Islands off of the lower mainland of Vancouver. And they're playing their CD release on tomorrow evening at the Golf Club at Gabriola Island. All are welcome and there's free camping. And I'll be playing a few songs myself to support the band. Let's get into now. We have a great interview coming up with Notion. He is an Aussie hip-hop artist living in Toronto. Fascinating, fascinating guy. And I recorded an extensive interview with him this afternoon, and you can hear his music too, of course. So let's get into that. This is CRTR Radio Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You can find us on Twitter at AusStranded and also online, AusStrandedRadio.com. For all of your podcasting needs, I'd like to say, plenty of good stuff there. And we put up video clips each week as well. So I hope you enjoy everything you're hearing today and online.
So hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So cold.
Time is now, yo, I know it is. I'm losing my cool like you left open to friends. But now I'm closing in, focused with an open lens. They capture with HD cameras, homie, don't pretend. Mad hope for the kid, yo, I'm open for biz. Y'all know what it is, this youngin' always it. I entered hip-hop for y'all, trying to ease the pain. I'm providing a slick layer, like the freezing rain. In this game of insanity, I donated sane. Up and out of my range, I'm jumping out of my brain for it. I am insane, Jordan, ain't in the same sport. When we ain't on the same court, man, dig it. I smoke up on the porch, thinking large and dreaming. Getting energy from this high spirits for reasons. Mentally I'm beaming, screaming I've been ill. I'm so cold, I'm minus 30 with the wind chill. Antarctica freeze, baby, pardon the steez. One look will make you shiver, quiver between the knees. Please, it looks so easy while my blunt's up. It's cold as fuck, so Canada, you know what's up. Homie, it's cold, cold.
It's so cold,
so cold.
Somebody take this to another place. I'm
into titties and his bitch in it. Defrost the window while I'm still spitting. I call this a gift, man, cause I lay it down smooth like a Zamboni. Got fans saying, yo, no, shoot a man, homie. Damn right they is. Agreeing while I'm scripting a gifted prescription. They call this precision. They hearing what I'm sizzling and like it. And go at it, but they freeze their teeth when they try to bite it. Haters with negative questions better ease it up, cause I hold the mic like a goalie when he frees the puck. To make the whole crowd scream for an encore, I spit my best verse, repeat it till my throat's sore. I go horse, y'all, I go hard, dog. Even in the winter, homeboy playing hardball. Adapt to the climate, getting high as I get. The throne's got its sights set, and homie, I'm it. I'm so cold.
So cold.
So cold.
So cold.
So that was a great hip-hop track from an artist named Notion, who is based in Toronto, but who is an Australian national, having grown up in Melbourne. Let's get into now an extra special part of the show. Part two of, I guess, a little series we're doing of Aussie hip-hop displaced to North America, featuring a brother duo. We had Craig Thorne, who goes by the name of C, a couple of weeks back. And this week we're speaking with his brother, Notion. Hello, Notion.
What's up, man? How's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. This is a fascinating little series we're doing.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that even one Aussie hip-hop artist would have come and really done this well here, but two, and actually being blood brothers? I think that's fascinating.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's... I don't know of any other brother duos that really do it like we do, so, yeah, it's a pretty special thing.
I wanted to actually start with that in terms of, I know Craig is your older brother, so
yep.
Can you tell me a bit about growing up in Melbourne, how much Craig influenced your life path? I mean, clearly a lot.
Absolutely, yeah. Pretty much 100%. I mean, one of his friends, one of our buddies, pretty much introduced us to it, and we pretty much just ran with it from there. Craig's very resourceful, and he just got all the best music. We had to go to those... get all the export CDs, had to wait, you had to pay out the pocket for it, let's say. And he pretty much showed me everything. So I got all my information from him. I read the Source magazines after he read them. And I pretty much followed his lead, getting into the different genres. And then I started exploring myself from there. So he pretty much gave me the grounding of showing me what different styles of hip-hop were. Like, we started listening to Snoop and all the West Coast stuff in the early 90s. And then, yeah, just literally just branched out from there.
Mm. And, I mean, you mentioned the American influences there too, and I mean, the obvious name that sticks out in Australia is the Hilltop Hoods.
Mm. Also Bliss and Effort as well. They've been making it big and 360 and all those sort of acts. Everyone is really coming up now. It's good.
Yeah. So, and I'm just wondering, like, temperamentally, though, like yourself and your brother, how do you find you work together as one more of the extrovert and one's more technical? How do you find your personalities mesh?
I think it's panned out to a beautiful balance. I mean, like, we're brothers, so obviously during our teenage years and stuff, like growing up, we hated each other, we punched on, and then we love each other, it's all gravy. So, we go back and forth as brothers, and that also happened with music every now and again. But it's amazing how I handle all of the audio and all of the creative, so to speak, output of it. Like, I do a lot of the flyers, a lot of the artwork, that sort of stuff. And C handles all the emails, all the majority of the social networking. And it's a really beautiful balance, because there's certain things, like our brains are geared different, certain types of creative. It really works out well. So I'm not completely retarded with all that stuff, so I do
playing my role before that too. But it's a really excellent album. It's not going to be a good word, but it worked out really good that way. We need our creative space and all that sort of stuff, so it's excellent. It really has worked out for the best. And having him there as support all the time is literally the reason why we're still going strong and we're now kicking ass. So it's really an amazing thing.
And teaming up to collaborate too, I see this the video Road Trip, and is that your first major video collaboration? Or?
For a collaboration, yes. I mean, we've been shooting videos since the start of the year. Oh, I have anyway, and then we filmed some late last year. So this year started off with So Cold for me, which is my first solo video, and that came out really well. Then I kicked it on the plane for a couple of weeks, which worked out really nice for a first one. And he's done a whole bunch of videos for his EP and everything with some recent contacts he's met, some videos and stuff like that. So we're all starting to get our visual aspect together.
Yeah. Here at CITR Radio, we value your letters and feedback.
Dear Freddy Griswold, Bagshot, sir, I am nearly 60 and I'm quite mad, but I do enjoy listening. If this continues to go on unabated, Dunkirk, Dark Days of the War, Backs to the Wall, Alva Liddell, Berlin Airlift, Moral Upheaval of Profumo Case, Young Hippies, Roaming the Streets, Raping, Looting, and Killing. Yours, etc., Brigadier Arthur Gormanstrop, Mrs.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, facilitating moral upheaval since 1989.
We are back on Stranded. Great hip-hop track there called Road Trippin'. We played that a couple of weeks back when I interviewed C, Aussie hip-hop artist based in Montreal. And now we're speaking with his brother Notion, who is based in Toronto. And they both collaborated on that awesome track, a summer track called Road Trippin'. Let's get into the next part of the interview. Can you give us a sort of an insight into your world? Like, I mean, like out here in the West, we're kind of used to being landlocked a bit with the mountains. But there, right. It sounds like it's fairly easy for you guys to get around between the two cities and weekends.
It's a straight highway. It's not too many mountains to go around. I pretty much cut a hole through the rocks. So we can go straight up. I occasionally catch up the megabus, and occasionally my girl and I will drive up. So it's really not that far. It's like a 5-hour drive to Montreal. It's really not that far, so it's not a big deal. Also, I think we're going to Ottawa as well, possibly. Barrie, that sort of thing. So they're all quick drives away.
Yeah.
Except for things like C's going to Sudbury and Winnipeg. Sudbury on the June 29th and Winnipeg on July the 5th. As part of Abstract Art Form. He's a MC from Winnipeg. And he's just continuing on, he's opening up for Abstract to help him on those legs. So they'll be driving to there, and it's only going, it's still far, but they're going out west, and it is really easy to access. There's car and car, boom, boom. So there's another
time. When I was around us.
That's right, and I stopped in New Orleans. Of course, the United States, where hip hop is so strong. What's it like? What is Canadian hip hop in relation to American? Is that, do you guys go, yes, we're going to go down there, we're going to work hard, or is it something that you don't pay too much attention to?
And
it sounds like it's growing great, and I can tell from the movement fam is still, that's still a collective that functions too.
Yep, that's basically our overall branding. Hopefully we're going to branch out with more people in the league. But for the main part, it's core artists, it's me and C, it always has been, and always will be. So that we always present things through the movement fam that gives us our company, essentially. And we branch everything under that.
And hip-hop karaoke, are you as deeply involved as C? Because it sounds pretty cool.
No, that's basically something that C's all up in. Because I'm in Toronto, and I didn't know what to do. In the last 12 hours, we just confirmed we're going to be opening up for Most Def on July 16th at LaBelmont.
Right.
Awesome. So we just picked that up in the last 12 hours.
I just think it's truly amazing that what you guys have accomplished here, and definitely that connection is indispensable.
Yeah,
And I mean, in terms of yourself personally, sounds here, I mean, very soulful. Mother's coming. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the tracks that we're playing today?
Yes, it's got Chokehold is the video that I shot in January. I did release it almost a year ago. I wrote it in winter a couple of years ago, and didn't really know anybody to do videos and everything. So that came across. I met Andrew Pierce by a friend, Eric, and got that organized. So Cold, basically winter themed. It's a banger. It is a mixtape track. It's a Just Blaze beat that I did my own little version of. So yeah, filmed that in January and put that out not too long after. I think it was on Australia Day actually, on the 26th. Yeah, they put So Cold out on Australia Day, which is bloody hot. So yeah, that was a bit of irony there. So that was fun. So that's basically just a freestyle, and I wanted to do a video to it because it was a good song, and everyone seemed to respond well to it, especially here. So it was great. So then that was the first one you're going to play for me. That's going to be awesome. And then we've got Young and Crazy. That's actually going to be from my EP, which is coming up. The EP is called Pride on My Cufflinks. And basically, my homie PR from Sydney produced that beat. And basically, that's a couple of years old, actually. I was going to have that for my album, but basically, it's such a good track, and it's been sitting there done for a while, so it's got to go. It's on the EP. It's up on iTunes right now, so people can go and cop that now, but it's going to be on the EP as well. So I'm going to do a video for that very soon so we can promote that. So that's going to be awesome. And then we've got My Music as well. That's a recent freestyle. I did that a few months ago. That one's, again, a mixtape track. I think it's over a DJ Premier beat. Basically just another freestyle. I want to do a video for that one too. Yeah, they're basically my three strongest tracks at the moment, so that's what I want to play for the people on your great show. That'd be sick.
Excellent, and we will do that.
Yeah. No Sean, PR, Melbourne to Sydney. Young and crazy, right? Let's go!
You really don't know what it's like being so young and crazy. You really don't know if it's worth the fight. Everything is changing. You can't define all the wrong and right. Man, this shit's so crazy. I'm trying to break through. Make do.
Yeah. For who? Me and my crew. But yo, living in this time and age got me in a primal rage. Gotta find a key, break away. It's like my mind is caged. Give me an escape so I can fight another day. PR beats sending me peace like the music prayed. Deep in my trees, my meditation station. It's my release from this crazy shit I'm facing. Through this day and age, man, the rules keep changing. And everybody needs patience. Stop all the hating and face it, yo, what are you really chasing for? You try, you're hurting, but knowing that you can't take no more. On the edge, but you're on the brink, so you're pausing thick. Shit's crazy now, but nothing can ever take me down. Because like acne written faces, yo, I'm breaking out. Never staying down with my broadsword, I slay him now. Money problems, I'ma take it out, I'm saying now. If you see that golden path, boy, you better take that route. Because you really don't know
what it's like being so young and crazy. You really don't know if it's worth the fight. Everything is changing. You can't define all the wrong and right. Man, this shit's so crazy. I'm trying to break through. Make do.
For who? Y'all say the why gen ain't applying. I know why, man. Cause it's on the inside, they dying. So you can't see it, but you know we can't feel it. Building up the pressure, time's pressure, can you seal it? There's too much in your grip already, and the shit is getting heavy. Your top could blow any minute, and it could break the levee. But cool down, I ain't never steering you wrong. We on the same side, experience the same life, moving on. This century has got me going mental, see. But I got the recipe, golden ticket, it's meant to be. It's quite the effect to see people living aimlessly. Bullied just to tame the streets, depressed, and it's plain to see. So have your fun while you're young and crazy, like Notion, baby. Cause life's amazing, with drunk days and nights are blazing. New heights and craving bright lights and mics with stages. Strive to make it while I'm waiting, waving high to haters. But even they don't really know
what it's like being so young and crazy. You really don't know if it's worth the fight. Everything is changing. You can't define all the wrong and right. Man, this shit's so crazy. I'm trying to break through. Make do.
For who?
You really don't know
what it's like being so
young and crazy. You really don't know
if it's worth the fight.
Everything
everything is changing.
You can't define all the rules right. Man, this shit's so crazy. I'm trying to break the rules, make do.
For who?
You really don't know what it's like being so young and crazy. You really don't know if it's worth the fight. Everything is changing. You can't define all the wrong from right. And this shit's so crazy.
Back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show here on CITR Radio. And that was another track from Notion. A very interesting fellow because he is a hip hop artist from Australia based in Toronto. Actually, running crazy. And I have a special guest on part two of a little series because we interviewed his brother C. Creating very positive vibes wherever they go. Let's get back into the interview. This is where I ask Notion a little bit about a very interesting hip-hop artist from Canada who popped up as a producer on one of the records.
I try to find
the latest record produced by Maestro Fresh.
Maestro Fresh West. He's basically he's a Toronto MC. He's been around for like 25 years.
Something culturally significant. I think you think about it, to stick it out here and do something.
All the things you go through, all the ups and downs, all the fear and all the stuff. And it is really fun.
Sure.
Make amazing contact, amazing friendships, make amazing friends.
Things start to factor.
I'm always up late night working sessions. This album got a second chance to make a first impression and shine. Velvet Answers with Velvet Steel and Jerry Knutson. The last Tuesday of every month,
8 to 10:30 a.m.
on Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Velvet Answers.
Ask me anything, I'll answer. Screwing toys, porn, group action, love, orgies, gangbang, cheating, masturbation, doing it right, all up to you. The questions you need answered, the answers you want.
Got a burning question?
Velvet Answers with Velvet Steel and Jared Knutson. The last Tuesday of every month,
8 to 10:30 a.m.
on Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Velvet Answers.
Ask me anything, I'll answer.
So that was the interview with Notion, Aussie hip-hop artist based in Toronto. And that was one last track from him, one of the tracks that he forwarded through to us. You heard there the track My Music. So thanks so much for listening. We have time now for a couple of tracks that were recommended by Notion, Canadian hip-hop. So let's get into an old track from Maestro Fresh. It looks like this goes right back to 1989. And then the hip-hop artist Classified will be up after that with a track called Inner Ninja. Thanks so much for listening to the show. African Rhythms is up next. Bye for now.
This is a throwdown, a showdown. Hell no, I can't slow down.
First offense.
All the mix. Go on and break.
Okay, party people in the house.
May I have attention, please?
In a moment, the beat will be played in many parts.
Go on and break.
Many parts. Very.
A game, I'm on a mission. Call me a tip-tac-tac. I'm a clay, the shapeless. Chef ain't no shimmer, no glass is tasteless. A universe without light is lightless. That's why I always take time to write this. I'm holding in my hands before I start chiseling. Could be a rain or brainstorm or drizzling. Sun could be shining, sun could be showering. Practice makes perfect, I'm powering, flowering. My lyrics are awesome and tuning, voluming, blooming, I'm blossoming. Blowing away blockades, I'm barricades. Make it black and blue from the blast to the blaze. It's a blood sport. Blood builds out back. I make your vision go blurry while your brain goes blank into oblivion. Box the face, rocks from blocks, let your backbone slide. Give up.
Damn, damn.
Your backbone quiver, man, oh man.
Watch your sliver, wrap the twine your spine when you slither. It's contagious, a epidemic, and you try to look your cool, but it fell again. Rap scholar, soul academic, but like I said before, I'm not American. You see where you went from the same descent. I make a lot of sense. When I'm in France, they floor me France. Frankly, just what the count is where I bank banks. At home, I make bills of brown for my sound. In the States, green like the grass in the ground. When I'm in England, they pass me pounds now. I clock cash in every town, so I slide. But nowadays, I'm trapped. So many suckers on my sacroiliac. It's like a rap sack backpack. Give me some slack, Jack. Rap is like a jungle. We rhyme for rhyme. It's like a vine to vine. Swung line to line of mine. I'm colossal. Use a mosquito. I'ma play Tarzan. You play cheetah. Cheetah, fighter. Love to forge. Better yet, I call you Curious George. Cause curiosity cold kill the cat. Can't hide, so glide to the side. Let your backbone slide. It's synchronism, yo. Check out my homeboy dance to the rhythm. Hey, this ain't forte. Hey, I'm coming double at fortissimo at back for funky fresh. My DJ is LTD Mellow Flex. You listen to the poetry, bitch, I'm Jack. Vocabulary golden beats from my rolling. Stone cold lyrics with the microphone I'm holding. Word trip, I make sucker crews kick the chicks bad. I get busy, the dizzy. They start to collide, they should have stepped on. I let it slide, but now they got brazen. Got the raisin, I chase like a phase. I smack them like days until they realize they shouldn't.
Tearing up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing. Just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So cold, so cold, so cold. So high, so low. I don't know. Hey, so cold, so cold, so cold. Hey, so high.
The time is now, yo, I know it is. I'm losing my cool like you left open to friends. But now I'm closing in, focused with an open lens. They capture with HD cameras, homie, don't pretend. Mad hope for the kid, yo, I'm open for biz. Y'all know what it is, this youngin' always it. I entered hip-hop for y'all, trying to ease the pain. I'm providing a slick layer, like the freezing rain. In this game of insanity, I donated sane. Up and out of my range, I'm jumping out of my brain for it. I am insane, Jordan, ain't in the same sport when we ain't on the the same comp, man, dig it. I smoke up on the porch, thinking large and dreaming. Getting energy from this high spirits for reasons. Mentally I'm beaming, screaming I've been ill. I'm so cold, I'm minus 30 with the wind chill. Antarctica freeze, baby, pardon the steez. One look will make you shiver, quiver between the knees. Please, it looks so easy while my blunt's up. It's cold as fuck, so Canada, you know what's up. Homie, it's cold, cold.
So cold, so cold, somebody take me to another place. I'm so cold, cause it's cold, cause it's cold, and I'm cold, cause it's cold, cause it's cold, cause it's cold. Hey, yeah, okay.
Freezing titties in this bitch in it. Defrost the window while I'm still spitting. I call this a gift, man, cause I lay it down smooth like a Zamboni. Got fans saying, yo, no, shoot a man, homie. Damn right they is. Agreeing while I'm scripting a gifted prescription. They call this precision. They hearing what I'm sizzling and like it. And go at it, but they freeze their teeth when they try to bite it. Haters with negative questions better ease it up, cause I hold the mic like a goalie when he frees the puck. To make the whole crowd scream for an encore, or spit my best verse, repeat it till my throat's sore. I go horse, y'all, I go hard dog. Even in the winter, homeboy playing hardball. Adapt to the climate, getting high as I get. The throne's got its sights set, and homie, I'm it. I'm so cold, cold.
So cold, so cold.
So cold,
so cold, cause it's cold, cause it's cold,
so cold, so cold, so cold,
cause it's cold, cause
hey, hey, so high, so low, don't know. So cold, so cold, so cold, so cold.
So that was a great hip-hop track from an artist named Notion, who is based in Toronto, but who is an Australian national, having grown up in Melbourne. Let's get into now an extra special part of the show. Part two of, I guess, a little series we're doing of Aussie hip-hop displaced to North America, featuring a brother duo. We had Craig Thorne, who goes by the name of C, a couple of weeks back. And this week we're speaking with his brother, Notion. Hello, Notion.
What's up, man? How's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. This is a fascinating little series we're doing.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that even one Aussie hip-hop artist would have come and really done this well here, but two, and actually being blood brothers? I think that's fascinating.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's... I don't know of any other brother duos that really do it like we do, so, yeah, it's a pretty special thing.
I wanted to actually start with that in terms of, I know Craig is your older brother, so yes. Can you tell me a bit about growing up in Melbourne, how much Craig influenced your life path? I mean, clearly a lot.
Absolutely, yeah. Pretty much 100%. I mean, one of his friends, one of our buddies, pretty much introduced us to it, and we pretty much just ran with it from there. Craig's very resourceful, and he just got all the best music. We had to go to those... get all the export CDs, had to wait, he had to pay out the pocket for it, let's say. And he pretty much showed me everything. So I got all my information from him. I read the Source magazines after he read them. And I pretty much followed his lead, getting into the different genres. And then I'd start exploring myself from there. So he pretty much gave me the grounding of showing me what different styles of hip-hop were. Like, we started listening to Snoop and all the West Coast stuff in the early 90s. And then, literally just branched out from there.
Mm. And, I mean, you mentioned the American influences there too, and I mean, the obvious name that sticks out in Australia is the Hilltop Hoods.
Mm. And also Bliss and Esso as well. They've been making it big, and 360 and all those sort of acts. Everyone's really coming up now. It's good.
Yeah. So, and I'm just wondering, like, temperamentally, though, like yourself and your brother, how do you find you work together as one... more of the extrovert and one's more technical? How do you find your personalities mesh?
I think it's pan out to a beautiful balance. I mean, like, we're brothers, so obviously during our teenage years and stuff, like growing up, we hated each other, we punched on, and then we love each other, it's all gravy. So, it, you know, we go back and forth as brothers, and that also happened with music every now and again. But it's really, it's amazing how I handle all of the audio and all of the creative, so to speak, output of it. Like, I do a lot of the flyers, a lot of the artwork, that sort of stuff, and C handles all the emails, all the majority of the social networking, and it's just, it's a really beautiful balance, because there's certain things, like, our brains are geared different. It's perfect. So I'm the creative and he's a businessman. It really works out well. So I'm not completely retarded with all that stuff, so I do play my role with all that too. But it's a really excellent balance, because you know, I got the ear for it, so it worked out really good that way.
Yeah, it's brilliant, and that's given you, I'd say, probably the strength to endure overseas here, where it's really not easy, is it?
No, it's not. And I mean, especially now that he's in Montreal, I mean, it's a little, we don't see each other physically as often, don't be in the same room together, but we jump on Skype all the time, text every day. So it's not like we're not in contact, it's just that I'm not there in the room chilling with him, which is fine. We still get our things done, and you know, we need our creative space and all that sort of stuff. So it's excellent. It really, really has worked out for the best.
Mm.
And having him there as support all the time is literally the reason why we're still going strong, and we're now kicking ass. So it's really, it's an amazing thing.
And teaming up to collaborate too. I see this, the video, oh, yeah. Road Trip, and is that your first major video collaboration or?
For a collaboration, yes. I mean, we've been shooting videos since start of the year. I have anyway, and then we filmed some late last year. And so this year started off with So Cold for me, which was my first solo video, and that came out really well. Got like 1,500 plays in a couple of weeks. It worked out really nice for a first one. And so he's done a whole bunch of videos for his EP and everything, with some recent contacts he's met, recent videographers and stuff like that. So we're all starting to get our visual aspect together, and it's amazing, because it's exciting to have. We haven't had that as much before. Like, we didn't really know that many video guys, couldn't get that sort of side of it popping. So we had the music and the artwork down pat, but the video, the visual, people want to see what you're about. So it really pumped that up. So really happy with all the pace that we've got now, the energy that we have, and we're going to keep the momentum. It's going to be awesome.
For a moment there, I should've used it, let her know I care. Instead I'm rolling up a doja, putting smoking ass. Sunglasses for the old glare, but otherwise I'm unprepared in my high tops. Backpack empty, but the CD's hot chop. When I walk through the city with an iPod, beats on repeat, unleashed out with my dog. On the beach, sun shining, while I lay back, way back, unwinding. Way longer, ain't no lame one-liners. Tweet the spot, hoping babes come find us. I caught a sea, I got a notion and a feeling. We should grab a car, hit the ocean, put a reel in. These are the moments on the tracks that we're stealing. Take them back, relax, and begin dreaming. All the windows down, the sun just shining down, and we found you now. Everything is blissful, yeah. Sitting thinking wishful. As I open my eyes, good vibes, how I missed you. I discover wonders with the sun in my face. Smelling roses every day, never know when they're going away. So I hold it in praise, like I'm holding my J. I'm waking, baking on the porch, no shade. Cup of tea, just me and my thoughts. Then I text them through the sea, just to see what they thought. We bounce off, we brothers blended with ill vibe. We've been to climb some charts, now we in some shorts and loving. Chilling, teams vibing, so we calling it building. TMF and AJ, we got a high in the building, we dope. Pour our souls upon the track and I'm hoping they love us. Cause I prefer the chill shit opposed to the ruckus. The music's in my heart, it's got a special meaning. The tunes give me that spark and it's forever speaking. Yeah. Windows down, the sun just shining down, and we're lounging now. Yeah. Smoking, yeah. We got some
Turn left, bitch.
Let's go down the next channel. Yeah,
you know in Canada the winter drags. So when the sun is coming out, homie, we finna lamb. Vitamin D on the patio, the beers are cracked and everybody vibing. Y'all can hear the summer in the track. Dog, I hit Toronto for the weekend, so we're chillin' but we working, cause the music's while we breathing. Real city, chez moi. T-Doc got love, I'ma get the day job. All I need is right her. Yeah, so I stay on these beats, eat right organic, no KOTB. Gym life, no slacking, eat the cannons for the beach. Flow tight, stay rapping, ain't a Sabbath for the chief. Come on, I made winning the habits and now I'm getting there. Micro brewing madness and the THC is kicking in. Stays up on my status till I'm a citizen. My lady be the baddest, it just happens that we ill as shit. Yeah.
Windows down, the sun's shining down, you're lounging now.
Yeah,
we pass around before the sun goes down, the next town, so yeah. All the windows down, the sun's shining down.
Here at CITR Radio, we value your letters and feedback.
Dear Freddy Grisewood, Bagshot, sir, I am nearly 60 and I'm quite mad, but I do enjoy listening. If this continues to go on unabated, Dunkirk, Dark Days of the War, Backs to the Wall, Alva Liddell, Berlin Airlift, Moral Upheaval of Profumo Case, Young Hippies, Roaming the Streets, Raping, Looting, and Killing. Yours, etc., Brigadier Arthur Dormanstrop, Mrs.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, facilitating moral upheaval since 1989.
Here we are back on Stranded. Great hip-hop track there called Road Trippin'. We played that a couple of weeks back when I interviewed C, Aussie hip-hop artist based in Montreal. And now we're speaking with his brother Notion, who is based in Toronto. And they both collaborated on that awesome track, a summer track called Road Trippin'. Let's get into the next part of the interview. Can you give us a sort of an insight into your world? Like, I mean, like out here in the West, we're kind of used to being landlocked a bit with the mountains. But there, right. It sounds like it's fairly easy for you guys to get around between the two cities and weekends.
It's a straight highway. It's not too many mountains to go around. I pretty much cut a hole through the rocks. So we can go straight up. I occasionally catch up the megabus, and occasionally my girl and I will drive up. So it's really not that far. It's like a five-hour drive to Montreal. It's really not that far, so it's not a big deal. Winnipeg, and he's just continuing on, he's opening up for Abstract to help him on those legs, so they'll be driving to there, and it's still far, but they're going out there.
What's going on? Tell me. Pray that pretty, pray it again, fellas. All right. You know it shows a groove when you got your girl and your paw got it in some dark spot. 2 miles away from the park, deep in the woods.
time you try to be mellow, cold and sweet. And she frees up and go into her ignorant bag. But for somehow, some reason, you know, you're probably knowing the young lady for a long time. You're going to school together. And you're probably still going to school together. You want to back up, but you just can't quit. You just can't quit. You want to leave, but something keep pulling you back. Ain't it nice?